Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Warming the engines up, schedule day. We had it yesterday. Rico did a hell of a job, and we corroborated. It ended up being the schedule. We got it early. And immediately, we all looked at each other and went, oh, boy, that's 10 or 11. Comes out the over-under's 10.5. We felt okay about it. One problem. Everybody else at the station has like 13 or 14. So, you know what? I got nothing for you. They're a good football team, but there are some concerns, including both coordinators being gone, and Alim McNeil is not going to be here. So, I think it's 10 or 11. I did see Bleacher Report had 9-8. You can say that's garbage and they're a fringe media outlet. Do whatever you like. But Rico, read the schedule for the people who have lives and don't watch schedule release videos all day. Please give them the comprehensive look at this.
All right. We're going to start off. Lions start off at Green Bay.
That game's a pick'em, by the way, in Vegas. The Lions are not 17-point favorites there. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to throw that out there. It's a pick'em.
Home against the Chicago Bears. Ben Johnson comes back. Then Monday night at Baltimore against the Ravens, back home against the Cleveland Browns, back on the road at Cincinnati, Thursday night game at Kansas City, and then Monday night Ford Field against Tampa Bay. They get the bye, followed by Minnesota at home, at Washington Commanders, at the Philadelphia Eagles, Giants at home, then on a short week, Green Bay on Thanksgiving Day, followed by Dallas on another Thursday night. Then you have at Los Angeles to take on the Rams, Pittsburgh at home, at Minnesota, and then at Chicago to end the season.
What do you make of it? We think the 10.5 Vegas line is pretty good. We got made fun of because, I don't know, we're not on the team payroll. We didn't pick 14-3 or 13-4 like the mornings. You do what you want with it. But understand, you got to have reasons. And they can't be that because that's what your balls feel. They've got to have reasons. We've given you reasons. You don't get to like or dislike facts. They're facts. I mean, look at the history of the league. Okay. It's factual. You look at the fact you lost both coordinators. You look at the fact that Aleem's not around. You look at it being the hardest road schedule in the history of the NFL, where I believe six of those road games are teams that won 11 or more games. These are all facts. I think the Lions are going to be a very good football team, but that is a very arduous road. And this isn't a fact, but this is an opinion, and I think you could back it up. You cried about injuries all last year, and I was there with you. But you absolved the fact this team had some of the most insane luck in all of football. It was a magic year last year, and it resulted in no playoff wins. David, ticket text coming in, and we'll go to the callers.
I see 11-12 wins, which is admittedly slightly optimistic, but there's reasons. We're bringing back an almost surefire top five offense. Defense should be improved with Hutch back, and Terrion should be better with more experience. Coordinators is a huge question mark, though, but I do believe they win 11-12 games. That's Logan in Southfield.
Not mad at you, Logan. You're given reasons. You said 11 or 12. You didn't go to 13 or 14. And the over-under's 10.5. You decided it's an over. I'm not mad at you.
I would be happy with 11-6, as it will show the Lions are capable of being consistent winners. The bandwagon fans wouldn't be on board at all.
I would sign a piece of paper right now. If I could go 11-6, I would sign the paper right now.
And it's funny because I wonder if it's just the bandwagon slash and the hardcore fans are together and those are the ones saying the 14 wins. Because the bandwagon fans are like, wait, Lions just win. And no matter what, they just always win.
No, it's deeper than that. And I don't want to sidetrack the show.
Okay.
I'll give you the cliff notes.
Okay.
No, what it is a sign of the times where you have very little honesty in media. You have a number of people that are openly compromised. I mean, when you're paid by what you cover, you're compromised. And we live in a world now where most media, 9 out of 10 media, want to be liked. They don't want to do their job. They want to be liked. Well, how do you get people to like you? Well, you say nice things. You tell everybody everything's perfect all the time. And that way, anytime someone says it's not perfect, you get to just outcast them as a hater. Mind you, I picked the team. I thought they'd win the Super Bowl last year.
You did.
The point I'm making is you have fans who go to social media, who curate these universes for themselves, where only the positive is let in. None of the negative, and I use air quotes for that, but it's reality, is allowed in. And it's a tell me I'm pretty or you're a bad person world. You're seeing it with the Lions because you have a euphoria because they've never been good. They are very good right now. But when you want to have conversations about, okay, now that we're good, here's what it takes to win a Super Bowl, fans don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear they might take a step back. They don't want to hear the schedule is difficult because they live in this world. You'll find plenty of people, some of them on our station, that'll tell you everything's great all the time. You're going to beat everybody by double figures.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. That's why. I mean, I don't want to sidetrack the show,
fair.
You know my misgivings.
I thought maybe because, you know, like right now they're the it team, so a lot of new people joined in and just figured – they're always going to win. I'm just going to keep picking them to win, not knowing football, not knowing that a lot of things you saw weren't natural, not knowing that a lot of things you saw probably would never happen again. Like, I still don't know how your quarterback throws 5 picks and wins a game in Houston.
It was a magical year,
right,
man. It really was. And it sucks the way it ended. But last year, this is the other problem I have. I mean, I wouldn't last a day as a kindergarten teacher, much less high school. Like, I feel like I'm talking to kids. There is nothing about last year that translates to this year. It's a new 53-man room, new coaches, several of them, new coordinators, new schedule. What was past is past. There's no momentum between seasons. The idea that, hey, they were wonderful last year, ergo, they'll be great, that doesn't exist. There's no momentum between playoff games.
No.
Go ahead, David. I'm sorry I cut you off.
No. You didn't. You're fine. I was just going to make a point to Rico that being a bandwagon fan, to me, does not mean you should be just dumb and just fall in line with positivity, because I told you the other day what my own mother told me on the phone about the Lions. Unsolicited. I didn't tell her a thing. She said, they have new coordinators.
No.
She told
Bad
me.
Mike.
She says, the Lions have new coordinators. It's going to be a struggle this year. That's what she told me.
Well, your mom's a negative.
Like, come on. You can be smart and be a bad whatever.
Sure. And again, mind you, I just want to arrive at a conclusion. Saying they win 10 or 11 games is negative.
Right.
That's what we've arrived at.
It's wild. Okay?
248-539-9797. Kenny, where are you at on it, buddy, before we get to all callers?
I mean, you know what I said yesterday. I said the schedule that we had set up prior screamed, and I said it very quietly because I didn't like that I was saying it, 9 wins. So I'll take all the arrows. I'll be the negative guy. But 10 wins isn't off the table. Hell, 11, maybe 12 wins is not off the table for
Kenny,
me.
I think I might be right there with you. There's a couple of games that I'm still trying, like 50-50 games to me. Like the Bears game 2, that's a motivated coach coming into Detroit, like it or not. And you don't think that he, of all the games, he could say Green Bay is the game the Bears want to win. Now, in his heart, it's this game.
That's why I've always thought the schedule game 2, playing the wins-loss thing, was largely useless.
It is.
It's because maybe they win 13 games. I don't know. I'm not predicting it. I think that's a little bit too much positivity. I think that's the Kool-Aid drinkers doing that. But, I mean, if you want to tell me 11, I'm fine with it. If you want to tell me 10, I'm fine with it. I'm putting mine at 9.
Yeah, I'm 10 or 11. Yeah. I'm right around that over-under, honestly. Yep. And it's is this a stupid exercise? Of course it is. But it's May 15th, and we love football, and we know who our football team is playing. And I think it's a fun exercise, albeit largely stupid. You know, look, someone could go out there in training camp and have a non-contact injury like Teddy Bridgewater did years ago. Their leg could fall apart. And it irreparably shapes a singular game you're playing, right? Like, oh, so-and-so's quarterback is dead.
Right.
But for today, take the schedule on base and on what you think these teams are and tell me what you think they're going to do. We got full lines. We're going to get to the people, and we'll do it next. No more lollygagging around. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.